بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. This afternoon, بإذن الله تعالى, this is our 30th session from Medina Book 1. And today, inshallah, we're going to try to complete lesson 18. Inshallah. Or as much of it as is possible. You should have, hopefully, done some homework since the last class, including writing out the exercises for lesson 17 that we did in class last week, and previewing the lesson that we're going to take today, lesson 18. Yani reading the key, especially the first point in the key, the English key in the back of the book, page 49 and 50, and also reading the Arabic dialogue from the main text, Arabic text of the book on 100 and 101. And in the dialogue, of course, most importantly, paying attention to the grammatical rules that we are learning in this lesson 18, which is primarily the muthanna, or duals. Hopefully you also listened to the audio. I was listening to it this morning myself, and I found it very beneficial. I hope that you'll also find it beneficial. And I also suggested and hoped that you try to do some of the exercises for the new lesson after reading the key and the dialogue, so that today, inshallah, you will already have begun to, you would have already gotten started before we came to class today. In any case, today we're going to do lesson 18. It's a very important lesson dealing with al-muthanna. And wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. Now, the audio are on a number of different websites. I can send you the links if somebody doesn't have it here. I sent them previously, but if you send me a reminder, though, just remind me. I'll try to, unless we can find out now. Maybe we can get it now. What, Abdulaziz, do you know the Toronto? What is it? Toronto Quran or something? Huh? IQ? LQ? Yeah, I think they have it there. They have both sets of audio. The audio from the author of the book, Dr. Abdurrahim, mm-hmm. And they also have audio from Sheikh Golshia, who he was one of the first ones who did audio for this like 30 years ago. So it's also beneficial. He explains it in English and Arabic, and you know, he gives a good presentation. You know, it's very beneficial. The other audio of the author of the book is only in Arabic. They're just reading, going through the text of the book and the exercises in Arabic. But in the Sheikh Ghulshia's audio, he's actually explaining the matters in English. As he's reading it in Arabic, he's also explaining it in English. So if a person is on their own, they can actually kind of follow it, you know? Sheikh Ghulshia, Shukri. Yeah. They have two sets of audio on there. One of them is Sheikh Ghulshia, the other one is the author of the book, Dr. Abdurrahim. Yeah. Okay, so, I mean, the audio, both of them are beneficial, really. If you just use it just to train your ear and get used to, you know, trying to recognize, you know, Arabic expressions and vocabulary and grammatical rules, trying to, you know, process it by hearing, it's definitely beneficial. Before we go to lesson 18, as I said, it's dealing with duals. And we haven't really touched on this at all before, but we will come to know that just as we, in previous lessons, we dealt with the plurals, and we said that there are plural nouns, like you have jadid and judud, and you have kabir and kibar, and so on. Just as there are plural nouns, there are also plural pronouns, like huwa and hiya, and you have hum and hunna, and there's also yani plurals for adjectives. Adjectives, if an adjective is describing a noun, it has to, if the noun is plural, the adjective should also be plural, and so on. The demonstrative pronouns, hadha and hadhihi, and you have ha'ulai for plural. So all of these things that are related to the plurals that we have been talking about in a number of chapters, four or five chapters in the past, well, we'll see that all of these things are also applicable to duals. And they are dual nouns, pronouns, demonstrative pronouns, adjectives, and so on. Okay, same thing. Before we go into that, into the duals, then I want to just quickly look at what we covered in the last two classes from lesson 16 and its continuation, lesson 17. And that lesson, as you know, was dealing with specifically plural nouns from the category of غير عاقل, Okay, we said that in the singular, there's no difference. But when we go to the plural, that's where this rule becomes applicable. So this lesson, 16, and its continuation in 17, is really part of the previous 5 or 6 or 7 lessons dealing with plurals. Because this is also dealing with plurals. But now we're saying that all the rules that we mentioned about plurals, that there's an exception to it. And that is when the thing that we're talking about is from the category of غير عاقل. Now, all of those rules of plurality that we talked about are not applicable here. Okay? Instead of making plural pronouns and plural demonstrative pronouns and plural adjectives and plural verb forms, instead of all those things being plural, when the noun is from the category of غير عاقل, then we're going to refer to it by words which are feminine singular. That's what that lesson was basically about. Okay? So, quickly looking at this, we said that there are two categories of nouns in Arabic language, those which are aqil, yani rational or intelligent, and those which are غير عاقل, irrational and non-intelligent. And we said that the aqil category includes nouns that refer to human beings, or angels or jinn. And we said the غير عاقل, irrational and non-intelligent category refers to nouns which are words that represent what? Animals, inanimate things, and ideas or concepts. Okay? So it's important that we don't forget this concept that we studied for 2 chapters, that we keep in our mind, fresh in our mind, and go back and review it from time to time. The idea that in Arabic, nouns are classified, one of the classifications of nouns are those nouns which are aqil, rational, intelligent, that is human, angels, and jinn, and nouns which are غير عاقل, which are irrational, non-intelligent, which refers to animals and inanimate things and concepts. With that being said, we said that there's a special rule referring to these things, okay? And that is that in the singular there's no difference between these two groups, aqil and ghayr aqil. In the plural, however, there's a very important difference. The plural of rational nouns are treated as plural. So plural words like they, these, those are used to refer to them. Meaning, if you're referring to a plural noun that's from the aql category, humans or angels or jinn, then if you refer to those humans, for example, men, rijal, with a pronoun, you're not going to say huwa, you're going to say hum. If it's feminine, you're not going to say hiya, you're going to say hunna. Okay? And same thing, the ism ishara, instead of saying hadha or hadhihi, if it's plural referring to men or women, then you're going to use ha'ulai. If it's things far, you're going to say ulaika. You're going to use a plural ism ishara. And if there's an adjective that's describing it, instead of, if it's saghir, if it's used the plural, you're going to say sigar. If it's kabir, you're going to say kibar, and so on. So in terms of adjectives, in terms of personal pronouns, demonstrative pronouns, and even verb forms, okay, kharaja or kharajat, the plural you say kharaju, kharajna, use a plural verb form, right? All of that is applicable to nouns that come under the first category of aqil, humans, angels and jinns. But when it comes to animals or inanimate things, we're not going to use a plural verb form. We're not going to use a plural personal pronoun. We're not going to use a plural demonstrative pronoun. We're not going to use a plural adjective. The khabar in the sentence, the mubtada and the khabar. The khabar is not going to be a plural noun that represents the khabar, but rather everything is going to be feminine singular. So instead of saying hum, we're going to say the feminine singular pronoun, hiya. Instead of saying ha'ulai, we're going to use the feminine singular ism ishara, hadihi, and so on like this. That's what we talked about in lesson 16, and that's what we talked about in lesson 17, and that's what all of those exercises basically was dealing with. Okay, so that is from the past now. We have finished with it. But it will continue to be applied. We will see it in further lessons, in different exercises, in different dialogues. We will see this rule being applied. So we have to keep it in our minds so that we don't forget it. Now.
Last week, the brother mentioned about it. I understood it then, but at home, I forgot it again. With the plural, singular, we have the kutubun. That's a plural form, right?
Kutub is the plural of kitab, yes.
That's the only plural word that's being used with the singular. I didn't understand why that is right here.
It's the only plural word that's being used for singular.
This is not plural. Right? Yeah. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay, I'll deal with it right now. I'll explain that right now. Okay, here, this is the word kitab, right?
Yeah.
And the plural of it is kutub. Okay, so what we are saying, we're going to come to it, right? Let me just go to the example that they gave in the book. That's in your book right there.
Okay.
Okay, that's in the key. What page is that?
It's 46.
Page 46. Okay, and 46 in the key. It gives you two examples. Examples for aqil and examples for ghayr aqil. The first two lines are the aqil, singular and plural. The second two lines are for ghayr aqil, singular and plural. Okay, so what we will notice that for the aqil category, for example, you have the word talib, that's referring to a human being, right? So that's aqil.
Yes.
In the singular, you use the ism ishara, that's singular. You use an adjective that's describing talib, jadidun, that's singular. You use a pronoun that refers back to talib, huwa, that's singular. And this is a khabar, right? That's also is applicable, or it goes back to talib by this pronoun here, singular. So you say, hadha talibun jadidun. The ism ishara is singular. The adjective describing is singular. The damir, pronoun that's referring back to it, is singular. And the khabar that's informing us about it is also singular. Huwa saghirun. When you go to the plural, then we have to use plural words. So the plural of talib is tulab, right? The ism ishara, because it's aqil, the ism ishara has to also be plural. So when you have this hadha, you have to make it plural. You say what? Ha'ulai. Ha'ulai at-tullabun. Ha'ulai tullabun jududun. Okay? Ha'ulai is the ism ishara is plural. Tullab is plural. The adjective, the not describing it, is plural. Jududun. Instead of jadid, it's jududun. The pronoun referring to it, hum. Hum sigarun. The pronoun is plural. And the khabar is also plural. Sigar, plural of sagir. So what we are saying, nouns that come under the category of aqil, intelligent, rational beings, if you use a plural form, you have to use plural ism ishara, plural not, plural damir, pronoun, and plural khabar. Not so with ghayru aqil. With things that are ghayru aqil, animals or inanimate things. Cars, stones, trees. In this case, they gave the example of a book. It's inanimate, right? In the singular, the rule is the same as the aqil. In the singular.
Yeah.
But we're talking about plurals. That's our discussion about plurals. In the singular, you have a singular ism ishara. هذا كتاب جديد. هو صغير. So هذا, the ism ishara, is singular. The not describing it, جديد, is singular. The damir, the pronoun referring back to it, huwa, is singular. And the khabar referring to it, saghirun, is singular. Okay? In the singular, it's the same. The ism ishara, the not, the everything. The khabar, the verb form, everything is going to be singular. But when we go to the plural, that's the problem. Okay, the plural of kitab is what?
Kutub.
So the ism ishara, since kutub is plural, the ism ishara, you would think, should be plural. Should be like this. Ha'ulai.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's feminine singular. Hadihi. Why is it feminine singular? Because plurals of nouns which are ghayru aqil, plurals of nouns which are ghayru aqil, are referred to by feminine singular demonstrative pronouns. Feminine singular adjectives. Feminine singular pronouns. Feminine singular khabar. Feminine singular verb forms. Everything that refers to this plural word, kutub, is going to be in the feminine singular form. Okay, because it comes under the category of ghayr aqil. Ghayr aqil nouns, whenever you have a plural of something that is not human, that is inanimate, or animals, or concepts, everything that refers to in Arabic, even though it's plural, everything that refers to it is going to be in the feminine singular form. So the feminine singular of, the feminine singular for ism ishara is hadihi, and the feminine singular for this not for jadid is jadida, and the feminine singular for the pronoun is hiya, and the feminine singular for saghir is saghira. Now,
kutub is the subject, right?
Kutub is the subject.
Right.
No, not really. It's the subject, I mean, it's the main thing that we're talking about here. But in grammar, in English grammar, you have the subject and the predicate, right?
Yeah.
The subject is the thing that you start with, and the predicate is what you want to say about it. So this is the subject, hadhihi. What about it? These are books. That's the sentence. These are books. This is the subject, and this is the predicate.
So what is, can I say what is being described will be in the plural form? That's safe to say that, or that's not safe? Okay.
Let's look at it in Arabic, okay? Let's look at it in Arabic. It's more clear in Arabic, okay? In Arabic, this is the mubtada. Mubtada means the word that you begin with. From ba-da'a, bada'a, yabda'u, you begin with it. This is the word you begin with. This is what they call in English the subject. This word here is the khabar. The khabar means the information. What do you want to say about the word that you start with? The subject is hadihi. You're pointing something, hadihi. What do you want to tell us about it? These are books. That's what you want to tell us. That's the khabar. That's the information. In English, they call it the predicate.
Yeah.
Subject and predicate. Okay? Mubtada and khabar. So, here, the predicate in this sentence, the khabar, is kutub. It's plural. But it's from the category of ghayru aqil. And because it's from the category of ghayru aqil, we refer to it by ism ishara that's feminine singular. And if we describe it with a naat, even though it's plural, because it's غير عاقل, we're going to describe it with a not that's feminine, singular. جديدةٌ. And if we use a pronoun to refer back to it, because it's غير عاقل, this plural is غير عاقل, we're going to refer to it with a pronoun that's feminine, singular. We're not going to refer to it هم. Okay? Because this is a pronoun for plurals, but it's for plurals for human beings. Not for animals or inanimate things. So we're going to use feminine singular. And this khabar also here, saghiratun, is feminine singular. So everything here in this sentence, and the same rule is applicable to a verb. If there's a verb referring to it, the verb would also be in the feminine singular for ghayru aqil nouns. Okay, for example, if we had, for example, at-tulab, التلابو, they went out, right? خرجوا. 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 They went out. That's the plural form. You didn't say خرجا, he went out, right? خرجا. We have the plural form خرجوا. But if it was for something غير عاقل, like for example, الكلاب. الكلاب. The dogs. Right? We would say what? Kharajat. Because kharajat is what? Feminine singular. Even though al-kilab is the plural of kalb. It's plural. But it's plural for ghayru aqil. So the verb that refers to has to be in the feminine singular. The pronoun has to be feminine singular. The naat adjective has to be feminine singular. The khabar has to be feminine singular. The ism ishara has to be feminine singular. I mean, that's it. It's not really complicated, but it's new. It's something that, as far as I know, it's in no other language. They don't have this idea. It's only in Arabic language. So it's new. And when something is new, especially if you already passed 40 or 50 years old, it's hard now to get this new way of thinking about something. Every time you see this plural word, you have to ask yourself, is it aqil or ghayru aqil? If it's ghayru aqil, if it's aqil, no problem. We're going to do what we've been doing. But if it's ghayru aqil, plural for ghayru aqil, now we have to say what? I have to treat this like it is feminine singular. I have to think hadihi, hiya, saghira, jadida. I have to think of words like this, okay, that are feminine singular. So that's what we had last week. I just wanted to review it quickly because it's so important that, you know, it would be a loss for us to go on to the next chapter without any really making sure that this is stuck in our head. So, I advise you to go back and do some of the exercises from lesson 16 and lesson 17 as a review for yourself, just for practice. The more you do the exercises, the more, you know, it's like these exercises are called tamreen. When you do push-ups or jumping jacks or pull-ups, that's called tamreen in Arabic. And these are also called tamreen. And if you want to keep your muscles strong, right, you can't just do 500 push-ups one day and then do any more for the next 10 years. No, you have to do them regularly. Same thing with this tamreen. You have to do them regularly. If you do a lot of exercises for 2 or 3 hours one day, and then you close the book and don't open it for 6 months later, it's down the drain. It's down the drain. It will be forgotten. Unless you're still 21 years old or 22 years old or something like that. It might stick with you. It's possible. It might stick with the 21-year-old, but it's not going to stick with the 40 and 50 and 60s. It's not going to stick with us. And 70s. Allahu Musta'an. So, I constantly remind you, you know, for a reason, to keep, please, going back over and reviewing the exercises, because the exercises are just that. They are drills, they're exercises to keep your muscles strong, to keep, you know, the ideas, the patterns, the vocabulary, the grammatical rules, to keep them fresh in your mind. Without that, it's going to be difficult to retain all of this information that we're covering from one lesson to the next. It's going to be difficult. Even though at this point, we're near the end. I mean, alhamdulillah, with this lesson, the duals, we only have numbers remaining. Two lessons in numbers, one lesson that's an exam, and two more lessons with mamnoom and as-sarf. So after this lesson, we only have two major grammatical points in the Arabic language to cover. Numbers and mamnoom and as-sarf. That's it. These are the last three subjects. So today, inshallah, we finish one of them. And next week we start the next to the last one. And maybe 2 weeks after that, we'll start dealing with the last matter. And then, inshallah, we'll do review. Tayyib, lesson 18. Let's go to the English key in the back of the book, page 49. Page 49. Lesson 18. In this lesson, we learned the following. Page 49, the English key in the back of the book. In this lesson, we learned the following. Number one. By the way, this lesson only has two grammatical points. The first of them is the most important, but the second one is also important. Okay, number one. In this lesson, we learned the following. Unlike English, Arabic has three numbers, meaning numbers are dealt with from three perspectives. Singular, plural, and dual. Singular, plural, and dual. Mufrad, jam', and muthanna. Dual refers to two, and more than two is plural. The dual form ends in ani. Yani, fatta alif noon kasra. Fatta alif noon kasra. For example, the dual of baytun is baytani. Yani, take off the tanween, make the vowel of fatta, elongated with alif, and add a noon to the end with kasra. Ani. Baytun, baytani. Yedun, yadani. And so on, like this. Okay? Huh? Good? Jayid. Okay, give me the dual of kitab. Kitabani. Qalam. Qalamani. Bab. Babani. Naam. Shajara. Termabuto on the end. Don't forget, termabuto on the end. Huh? Shajaratani. Naam. Sayyara. Sayyaratani. And so on like this. Okay? Okay, this is the dual for the a noun. This is how you make it muthanna, by adding fatta alif noon kasra to the end of it. Take off the tanween, add fatta alif noon kasra. The dual, this is for a regular noun. Now, what about the demonstrative pronouns? Ism ishara. The dual of hadha is hadhani. The dual of hadha is hadhani. And the dual of hadhihi, the feminine singular, is hatani. So, if we want to use the ism ishara, and the thing is singular, we're going to say hadha or hadhi. If it's plural, we're going to say ha'ulai. Ha'ulai. But if it's dual, we're going to say for masculine, hadhani. For feminine, hatani. Hadhani, hatani. For example, we have هذان كتابان هاتان سيارتان. سيارة is feminine, so we have هاتان سيارتان. Okay, that's what اسم إشارة. As far as the pronouns, the ضمائر, the dual of هو and هي is هما. يعني the dual, whether it's masculine or feminine, the dual for the masculine and the feminine is هما. So هو one singular مفرد, هما dual. هي one feminine singular مفرد, هما is dual مثنى. All right, so that is as far as the pronouns. So we have اسم إشارة, demonstrative pronouns, personal pronouns, هو and هي, the dual is هما, and we also have nouns, making them dual by adding آني. بيتاني, يداني, شجرتاني, سيارتاني. Note, oh, well, let's give some examples here, right? Who are these two boys? من هذان الولدان. هذاني is the plural of هذا, and ولداني is, I mean, the dual of هذا, and ولداني is the dual of ولد. هما, who are these two boys? هما طالبان جديدان. هما طالبان جديدان. They are two new students. أين الأختان. Where are the two sisters? أختان is the dual of what? أخت, أختن, أختاني. أين الأختان؟ هما في الغرفة. They are in the room. Notice that هما is used as a dual for masculine and feminine. هما. And note that the adjective qualifying a dual noun is also dual. The adjective qualifying a dual noun is also dual. And that's why you have هما طالبان جديدان. طالبان is dual, so the not describing it also has to be dual. جديد جديدان. Okay, so we have here then, we have nouns, we have personal pronouns, demonstrative pronouns, and we also have adjectives. How they look in the dual? Okay, what happens with the dual? With the pronouns, with the demonstrative pronouns, and with nouns and adjectives. This is the first point, and this is the main point of this lesson. And the second point, note, or not point number two, كم. كم means how many. When you're asking a question, كم استفهامية. When you're asking a question about the amount of something, how many are there, or how much it is, you say كم. كم. Note that the noun following كم is singular, مفرد. And in the accusative case, منصوب. عليكم السلام ورحمة الله. Okay, note that the noun كم, the noun following كم, the noun that comes after it is singular and in the accusative case. So it's مفرد منصوب. Unlike in English, huh? Unlike in English, if you say how many books do you have to say books in plural, right? But in Arabic it's singular. So you don't say كم كتب, you say كم كتاب. It's singular. The word that comes after كم in Arabic is not like in English. In English you say how many dollars do you have, but in Arabic you say, you make it singular. You say كم دولار, كم دولارا. Okay, كم كتابا. It's singular and it's منصوب. منصوب بفتح تنوين. Singular and منصوب. So كم كتابا means how many books, even though كتاب is singular. And كم سيارة means how many cars, even though سيارة is singular. So try to keep in mind that when you're using كم, even though you're asking in English, the word would be plural, how many cars, but in Arabic you have to make it singular and you have to make it منصوب. منصوب means that it's going to take فتحتين. فتحتان. نعم. No, because come is always asking about more. You're asking as though there's many, so many of something. Okay, you're asking as though there's many. So it would be the same way. If you said, like, would you say to somebody, about one book. How many books do you have? Okay, same way. It doesn't matter if they only have one book or two or ten. When you ask the question is the same. The question translated into English would be, how many books? But in Arabic it would be in singular. Even if they only have one book. But if you're asking, you don't know how many books they have, right? So you don't know if you're asking about one book or 100 books. So it's the same. It doesn't make any difference. It's going to be singular accusative. Huh?
Yeah, we're going to be doing finish, right?
Yeah. Come. Now, come, it could be the answer to it. The answer may come in the singular. The person may say one, or they may say two, or they may say ten. We don't know. But the question is always going to be the same. It's going to be, come, as you like. I don't know. It's going to be what? The question is, after come, the word after come is always going to be in the singular form. And it has to be mansoob with fathatan, two fatta, with alif. Unless it's tarmabuta or hamza al-qat. Tayyib. Kam kitaban, how many books? Kam sayaratan, how many cars? Note that the noun with tanween in the accusative case takes an alif which is not pronounced. Again. Note that the noun with tanween in the accusative case, sayaratan or kitaban, takes an alif which is not pronounced. For example, kitabun, kitabin, kitaban. Notice the difference. Kitabun with dhamma, there's nothing added to it. Kitabin with kasra, there's nothing added to it. But kitaban with fatha, there's an alif following it. Okay? First thing we want to say is that this is the rule. The alif that is written here is not pronounced. It's not pronounced when you continue reading. But if you stop on that word, I'm saying, if you stop on that word, it is pronounced. If you stop on that word, it is pronounced. Because you pronounce it as though, instead of kitaben with tanween, fatta noon, as though it's fatta noon sound, you're going to pronounce it as though it's fatta alif, kitaba. Kitaba. Okay, so what is the rule here? The rule here is that this alif, whenever you have a noun that have two fatha, fathatan, tanween fatha, when you write it, you write alif after it. As long as you are reading continuously, that alif is not going to be recognized. You ignore it. You don't read it. You don't pronounce it. But if you stop on it, then you're going to pronounce the alif. You're going to pronounce it as though the alif is elongating the fatha vowel. Kitaba, sayyarata. Now. Naam. Naam. Naam.
Is it like this or?
I don't know. How? The first verses? Naam. Amma yatasaloon.
هذا
النبع العظيم الذي هم فيه مختلفون كلا سيعلمون ثم كلا ايوه اوكي افتر واو طيب ميعاد نعم طيب نعم alright so that's one thing. The alif is written but it's not pronounced unless you pause on it. If you stop or pause on it, then you pronounce the alif. The second thing, as you probably notice, kam kitaban, the alif is written, but kam sayyaratan, no alif is written after it. Sayara. There's no alif written after sayara. And that is because words that end with tarmabuta don't take any other letter after them. Tarmabuta has to be the last letter of the word. So, on the next page it says, a noun ending in the round ta does not take this alif. For example, sayaratun, sayaratin, sayaratan. Sayaratan, there's no alif added to it. And that is because it ends with the letter ta marbuta. A word that ends with ta marbuta, which is the indication generally of femininity, the words that end with ta marbuta do not take an alif, even if they have fathatan. They don't take an alif. And likewise, we can add to that, as we learned in the primer book, in our preliminary lessons, we learned that what? There are two cases of nouns that end with fathatan that do not take alif. One of them, are words that end with ta marbuta, and the other one are words that end with hamzatil qat, that's preceded by an alif. Where does it end with? Hamzat al-Qat. That's preceded by an alif. Like sama'un. Sama'un, it ends with Hamzat al-Qat. And it's preceded by an alif. Therefore, you're not going to write, if it's accusative, sama'an, you're not going to write an alif after it. You don't write an alif after it. But you pronounce it, if you pause them, you pronounce it as though it's an alif. You say sama'a. You're going to pronounce it as though there's an alif, but you don't write it. Okay, so these are two exceptions. I just want to add that one to the ta marbuta, the round ta, the closed ta. Alright? Tayyib. And we have six exercises. Okay, let's look at the vocabulary quickly. On the right column, on the exercises, same page, page 50, English key, we have a writing board. As-saburatu. As-saburatu. Shadda on the seen and shadda on the ba. As-saburatu. And we have riyal, ar-riyalu. And we have al-hayyu, city district, or locality, or neighborhood, al-hayy. And we have ar-raka'atu, ar-raka'atu. The part of the salat, one cycle in the prayer. When you go through all the movements of the prayer, standing, bowing, sitting, prostration, and so on, that's called one raka'ah. And the plural of ar-raka'ah, with a sukoon on the calf, the plural does not take a sukoon on the calf, but there's a fatta, ra-ka-atun, raka'atun. So notice the difference between the singular, there's sukoon on the calf, in the plural, there's no sukoon, it's fatah. Raka'at. Okay? On the next column we have al-ajalatu, which is a wheel on a bicycle or a car or something. We have al-eidu, which is a festival, day of celebration, like Eid al-Adha and Eid al-Fitr. We have as-sanatu, as-sanatu, which means the year, as-sana. And this word is written exactly the same way, but with different voweling of another word. That is, as-sunnah. As-sunnah and as-sanah, they are written exactly the same. Only the voweling is different. But the letters are exactly the same. And we have an-nafidhatu, the window, an-nafidha. And we have al-mistaratu, al-mistaratu, mistara, which means a ruler. And then they have a note here, note that the second letter, kaf, has sukoon in the singular and fatha in the plural, that is in the word raka'ah and raka'at. Okay, so that's what we have for the key. A ruler? What kind of ruler?
Huh?
Mustara, yani a ruler, a regular ruler. Oh, no, no, not the ruler, the king, no. The ruler that you use to measure, like inches, 12 inches, like that. That's what kind of ruler means, yeah. Jazakallah khair. Allah, I never even thought of that. Now, the ruler who is the king, no, we don't mean that one. Now, I'm saying that the word in the singular, raka'ah, it is written with sukoon. Raka'ah. Raka'atun. It's written with sukoon. But in the plural, it's no sukoon. It's raka'at. Raka'atun. Okay, this kaf has a sukoon in the singular form of the word, raka'. But in the plural form, it has fatha. It has fatha. Now, alright, let's turn to the Arabic section of the book, the main text for lesson number 18, on page 100. 100. As we read through this brief text, we are doing a number of things as usual. Number one, we are practicing our reading, recognizing words, trying to pronounce them correctly. Number two, we are trying to comprehend what we are reading, making sure that we understand the vocabulary words. And number three, we're looking at the grammatical rules, especially the grammatical rules related to this lesson, which is al-muthanna and kam. Al-Muthanna, the dual, and come when you're asking how much or how many of something there is. And as well, we're looking at previous rules that may be that may come in this text of what we have studied before, whether it's the rules related to plural of غير عاقل or whether it's na'at and man'ut, or whether it's al-idafa, or whatever it may be. We should be also looking at the earlier rules that we learned before so that we don't forget those rules. Try to recognize what you have learned before whenever you're reading or whenever you're listening. Alright, so the main thing we're doing here, what? We're practicing our reading, pronunciation, recognition, comprehension, grammatical rules, vocabulary, all of this we're doing, but especially pay attention to rules that are related to this particular lesson. Alright, so I'm gonna ask you to translate as I read, and then I'm gonna ask some questions maybe about little things here and there, just to make sure we haven't forgotten. Okay, الدرسُ الثامنة عشرة. الدرسُ الثامنة عشرة. What does this mean? The 18th lesson. The 18th lesson. المدرسُ كم أخن لك يا محمد. كم أخن لك يا محمد. What does it mean? Naam. How many brothers do you have, O Muhammad? Kam akhan. How many brothers? But note that brothers is in the singular, right? Akh. We didn't say ikhwa. Kam ikhwa. We said kam akh. So it's singular and it's accusative case. Mansoob with fatta. Kam akhan laka ya Muhammad. And remember, when we're talking about brothers or people, uncles, aunts, mothers, things like this, we don't say kam akhan indaka. But we say laka. When you're talking about things that are separable, like cars or books and pens, you say andaka. But here you say laka, because we're talking about people. Okay, that's something that we learned a long time ago. Difference between andaka and laka. Kam akhan laka ya Muhammadu. Muhammad says, li akhun wahidun. Li akhun wahidun. Meaning? I have one brother. Li, I have akhun wahidun. I have one brother. Al-mudarris. Wakam ukhtan laka. Wakam ukhtan laka. Meaning? And how many sisters do you have? Muhammadun, he says, li ukhtani. Walaykum salam. Li ukhtani. Meaning? I have two sisters. Ukhtani is the muthanna, the dual of what word? Ukht. Ukhtun. Ukhtun, take off the tanween, ukhtani. Al-mudarris says, kam ajalatan liddarrajati ya hamidu. Kam ajalatan liddarrajati ya hamidu. Meaning? How many wheels? On the bicycle. Or how many wheels does the bicycle have? Ya Hamid. How many wheels? Kam ajalatan. Remember, the noun that comes after kam has to be mufrad mansub. Singular, accusative. Ajalatan. It has to be mansub. Kam ajalatan. And because ajala ends with ta marbuta, this fathatan is not going to be followed by alif. It's not going to be followed by alif because it ends with ta marbuta. Hamid says, laha ajalatani. Laha ajalatani. Meaning?
It has two wheels.
It referring to what?
The bicycle.
The bicycle. Bicycle is masculine or feminine?
Feminine.
That's why you have what? Laha. Ha is feminine, singular. Laha, yani, liddarraja, ajalatan. It has ajalatan. What is the singular of ajalatan? Ajalatun. Ajala, ajalatun. Al-mudarris. Kam aidan fis sanati ya Zakariya. Kam aidan fis sanati ya Zakariya.
How many festivals?
How many festivals?
Do you have in a year?
Are they in a year? How many festivals are in the year? Ya Zakariya. Kam aidan. Aid is mufrad mansub. Singular, accusative. Kam aidan fis sanati ya Zakariya. Zakariya says, Fisanati Aidani. Fisanati Aidani. Meaning? In the year, there are two Eids. Aidani. Aid, Aidani. Huma, that's the dhamir for the Muthanna. Huma, the two of them are Aidul Fitri wa Aidul Adha. The two of them are what? Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. Eid al-Fitr, the festival or the celebration for what? The ending of the fast of Ramadan. And Eid al-Adha, the festival of the sacrifice in Hajj. Al-Mudarris, Ya Ibrahimu, Abuka Tajirun Kabirun, Kam Matjaran Indahu, Kam Matjaran Indahu. Ya Ibrahimu, Abuka Tajirun Kabirun. What does it mean? Naam, O Ibrahim, your father is a big merchant. Kam Matjaran Indahu. How many? Huh? Nobody knows Matjaran?
Businesses,
shops, stores, places of business does he have? Indahu. Notice he didn't say Kam Matjaran Lahu. He said what? Indahu. Indahu, right? Remember the difference between Laka and Inda. طيب. Ibrahim says, Indahu Matjarani Kabirani. عنده متجران كبيران. Meaning?
Two big shops.
He has two big businesses. المدرس كم نافذة في غرفتك يا إسماعيل. كم نافذة في غرفتك يا إسماعيل. Meaning? How many windows are in your room? Oh, Ismail. Ismail says, Fiha nafidatani. Fiha nafidatani. Meaning? Yeah, in it are two windows. In it. Fiha. Ha refers back to what? Huh? Gurfa. The room. Gurfa. The gurfa. Fiha, yani fil gurfa, nafidatani. Nafidatani. Two windows. Al mudarris. لمن هذان الدفتران لمن هذان الدفتران meaning يعني to whom belongs these two notebooks هذان is the dual of هذا الدفتران is the dual of what الدفتر طيب near the end of the dialogue, Bismillah wa salatu wa salam wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The mudarris says, Liman hadani ad-daftarani. Liman hadani ad-daftarani. To whom belong these two daftars? And Aliyun says, Huma li. Meaning? The two of them belong to me. The two of them belong to me. Taib. On the next page, we end the dialogue with the last two statements. The mudarris says, page 101. لمن لمن هاتان المسطرتان لمن هاتان المسطرتان meaning to whom belong these two rulers that you measure things with in inches or meters to whom belong these two rulers notice that هاتان is the dual of what هذه the feminine singular ism ishara for things which are near. Hadihi, the dual, hatani. Yunus says, Huma li. Meaning? The two of them belong to me. The two rulers belong to me. Okay, this is the dialogue. And we... Huh? Hatani. Next to the last line? Hatani is the dual, the muthanna, for the feminine singular, هذه اسم إشارة هذه the dual for هذا هذان the dual for هذه هاتان the dual for هو and هي هما طيب تمارين exercises رقم واحد التمرين الأول أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية مستعملا المثنى أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية answer the following questions مستعملا using المثنى the dual form يعني meaning two things okay I'll ask the question you give me an answer I ask the question you give me an answer the answer has to be in the dual Don't tell me I have 10 or 20 or 30. You can only have 2 or whatever it is. Naam? Kam qalaman 'indaka? Hanif.
Indi
qalamani. Naam. Notice that the answer, he took it directly from the question. Kam qalaman 'indaka? He said, indi. He didn't change it to li, but he said, he used anda, that's safe. If you don't remember the rule, you just go with the way the question came, give it right back the way they gave it to you. Huh? Alhamdulillah. Probably you know, but I'm saying if you don't know, you can always use the question to formulate your answer. Kam qalaman indaka? Indi qalamani. Number 2, rakam ithnan. Kam kitaban indaka? Kam naam Najm al-Din. Kam kitaban indaka?
Indi
kitabani. Rakam 3. Kam sabburatan fi faslikum? Kam sabburatan fi faslikum? Naam Ahmed. Everything has to be 2. It has to be 2. Kam saburatan fi faslikum? Taib, indi saburatani. But if you take it from the question, you would say? Fi faslina. Kam saburatan fi faslikum? Fi faslina saburatani. Saburatani. Naam, because if somebody says, how many writing boards are in your classroom, you say in our classroom, you have to change the answer to our, right? If they're saying you have to say I, like this. Faslina, fi faslina, fi faslina, saburatani. Number 4, rakam 4. Kam riyalan indaka al-ana ya layla? Oh, kam riyalan indaki al-ana ya layla? Indaki al-ana ya layla? Kam riyalan? Naam. Indi riyalan. You probably used to hearing over there in Saudi, riyalan. That's in the accusative form. And this is the marfu'un here. Riyalan. If it's marfu'un, you say riyalan. If it's mansub or majrur, you say riyalan. Yeah, because remember, the question gives us a hint on the answer. Kam riyalan indaka? You got to say indi. Al-ana riyalan. Riyalani. Rakam 5. Number 5. Kam ukhtan laka ya Ali? Kam ukhtan laka ya Ali? Ya Ali. Naam. Ibrahim. لي أختاني. نعم. 6. رقم 6. كم عمن لك يا آمنة؟ يا آمنة. كم عمن لك يا آمنة؟ نعم أحمد. لي عماني. لي عماني. 7. كم صديقا لك يا محمد؟ كم صديقا لك يا محمد؟ نعم نجم الدين. لي صديقاني. نعم 8. 8. كم طالبا جديدا في فصلكم؟ نعم
في فصلنا طالبان جديداني.
9. رقم 9. كم مسجدا في قريتك؟ في قريتك يا زكريا. كم مسجدا في قريتك يا زكريا؟ نعم. Say that again. في قريتنا. But instead of saying masjidan fi qaryatina, you start with fi qaryatina. Fi qaryatina masjidan. Because if the mubtada,
yeah, but actually it's talking to one person. في قريتي. طيب نعم is one person. في قريتي مسجدان. في قريتي مسجدان. Remember, whenever the mubtada is not ma'rifa, it's not definite, and the khabar is the shibah jumla, the shibah jumla khabar has to come first. It's muqaddam. That's why we say fi qariyati masjidan. Ashara, kam funduqan fi hadha al-shari'i. Kam funduqan fi hadha al-shari'i. Naam Abdul Haq. Fi hadha al-shari'i. فندقان فندقاني 11 كم أخا لك يا سعاد كم أخا لك يا سعاد نعم لي أخاني that's the way you would think it would be but look at the note next to it الأخ مثناه الأخ the word أخ its dual is أخواني yeah this is an irregular verb Remember, this is from the Asma al-Khams. Remember, akh, yeah. akh, huh? It's an irregular word. So the plural of it is, you would think it would be akhani, but rather it's akhawani. And the same thing with ab, you don't say abani, you say abawani. Huh? Akhawani, abawani. Five, so kam akhan laki, ya su'adu, again? Li akhawani. لي أخواني. I have two brothers. Okay. التمرين الثاني. اقرأ واكتب. اقرأ واكتب. What does it mean? Read and write. Definitely this exercise requires that you have to write it out. As much as we hate to write. You have to do some writing. This is a command. A command. اقرأ واكتب. فعل عمر. And the command. العمر يقتدي الوجوب. Huh? This is from the Qawaid of Usul al-Fiqh. Al-Amra yaqtadi al-wujub. A command in the Quran or Sunnah indicates obligation. It's obligatory. طيب. واحد. رقم واحد. Somebody read. Let's start on this side. You with us?
Yeah.
First, exercise number two. First sentence. Oh boy. نعم. ابنان ابنان بنتان خالد له ابنان وبنتان له ابنان وبنتان meaning خالد has two sons and two daughters رقم اثنان عبد الحق نعم في هذا البيت غرفتان كبيرتان meaning in this house there are two نعم غرفتان كبيرتان two big rooms ثلاثة رقم ثلاثة أحمد فاطمة لها طفلان صغيران meaning فاطمة has two young small children or two small infants رقم أربعة نعم عبد الرحمن نعم لي عينان وأذنان ويدان ورجلان وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته What does it mean? لي عينان I have two eyes وأذنان two ears ويدان two hands ورجلان two legs رجل it's more commonly used for leg but it also means foot but specifically if you want to say foot you say قدم Well, رجل, it can mean both of them. It can mean foot or it can mean leg. But if it's more commonly probably used for leg. In any case, يداني ورجلاني, two legs. وقدماني, two feet. طيب, next page. Page 102. We're still on exercise number two. Next page. Rakam Khamsa. Five. Naam, Sadiq. You with us?
Yes.
Naam. حي نعم في هذا الحي why is it حي because بدل بدل for هذا هذا في محل جر because of what اسم because of the حرف جر في هذا الحي is بدل for هذا في هذا الحي مدرسة تاني what does it mean In this district or this area, there are two schools, Madrasa Tani. Number six. Ibrahim? With us? Yep. Naam. Salatul Fajri Raka'atani Raka with a sukun on the calf Raka'atani Salatul Fajri Raka'atani meaning Salatul Fajr the dawn prayer is composed of two Raka'a number seven Sab'a Naam Najmuddin Lil Bayti Miftahani Miftah is singular Miftahani is Muthanna. What does it mean? For the house, there are two keys. Thamaniya. Naam. Anif.
Biman. Tani. Al-Bakaratan.
Naam.
Huma.
Huma.
Nafala.
للفلاح What's the vowel on the end? After لي لي is a حرف جا لي للفلاح What should be the ending vowel? كسرة كسرة للفلاحي Because حرف جا لي للفلاحي لمن هاتاني البقرتاني Meaning To whom belong These two cows Huma, the two of them belong to Al-Fallah, Lil-Fallahi. The two of them belong to the farmer. Tisa, Naam. Sheikh, you with us?
Okay.
Tisa.
Tisa, Ahazani.
Ahada.
Ahada. Tisa, Litaliani. من
من إنكلترا. Okay, answer.
لا هما من قرية من قر.
فا فا.
ها؟
فا فرنسا.
لا هما من قر فان.
أهذني الطبيبان من إنكلترا أهذني الطبيبان من إنكلترا What does it mean? Are these two doctors from England? لا هما من فرنسا No The two of them are from France Both of them are from France Okay عشرة بلال في قريتي it should be سكون on the را قريتي في قريتي نعم في قريتي مسجدان صغيران meaning in my village There are two masjids?
Two small masjids.
طيب التمرين الثالث. Third exercise. اقرأ الأمثلة الآتية. Read the following examples. ثم ضع. Then put or place. في الفراغ. In the blanks. في ما يلي. In that which follows. تمييزاً. What are you going to put in the blanks? A تمييز. A تمييز, right, is the word that comes after the question word كم. The thing that you're asking, how many? The word that you're asking about, how many houses? House is the تمييز. Okay? If you say how many cars, cars is the تمييز. The تمييز of كم is the noun that comes after it. That's singular and it is an accusative case. مفرد منصوب, okay? So you're going to put in the blank space what? تمييز لكم. The word that is going to come after كم. The تمييز means that which makes clear what you are asking about. If you said to somebody, come, they don't know what you mean, come. How many? How many what? So I want to make clear. So تمييز, the تمييز is what makes clear what you're asking about. Okay, it makes clear. It's from ميزة, يميزو, تمييزة. ميزة, to distinguish, to make something clear. Okay, huh? No, the main thing, تمييز means that which makes clear the thing you are asking, how many, or how much. What are you asking about? We don't know. If you say come, you have to say come كتاباً, come سيارةً, come دولاراً, come ريالاً. So that word that comes after come is the تمييز. It has to be singular and it has to be accusative. So put in the blank spaces that follow. تمييزاً لكم. وضبط آخره. And make clear the ending. Ending of that word. We want to hear the voweling on the ending of it. Okay? Okay, the example. For example, they gave كم أختاً لك. Meaning? How many sisters do you have? كم قلماً عندك. How many pens do you have? Notice, كم أختاً لك. كم قلماً عندك. Notice in between لك and عندك. كم سيارة في الجامعة. What does it mean? How many cars are in the university? But notice after each of these words, كم أختاً is singular and it's accusative. كم قلماً is singular, accusative. كم سيارة is singular, accusative. مفرد منصوب. Okay, first one. Now, Abdul Karim. Say it again. Kam baytan. Kam baytan. Uh-huh. Indaka. Kam baytan indaka. How many houses do you have? Okay, next one. Abdul Haq. Kam sayaratan. Sayara will be used with indak. We have laka here. That means we're not using things. We have acts. How many brothers, how many sisters, how many uncles? كم أختاً أختاً أخت كم أختاً أخاً عماً عمةً خالاً خالةً ها؟ كم عماً لك. نعم, number three. رقم ثلاثة. كم سيارة في هذا الشارع. How many cars are in the street? Number four. كم مسجدا في قريتك. Number five. خمسة. ها؟ Yeah. What word can you use? How many, what do you have in your classroom? What will you have in the classroom? How many windows? How many doors? How many students? Huh?
في فصلكم. But you want to ask how many rooms are in your classroom? Okay. كم كتابا في فصلكم. That's possible. نعم. Number six. You can say how many days, how many months, how many Eids, how many whatever in the year. How many hours in a year? How many minutes in a year? How many seconds? What do you want to say? How many what are in the year? How many Eids? How many months? How many days? How many weeks? Naam. Naam. Kam Eidan fi sanati. What else could you put there? Kam shahran fi sanati. Kam yawman fi sanati. Kam usbu'an fi sanati. Yeah, kam Ramadan. Ramadan and one only, inshallah. Type number seven. Naam. Najmuddin, number seven. Does the bicycle have how many wheels, how many handlebars, how many brakes, how many seats? Who knows the word for wheels? Ajala. Ajalatun. Kam ajalatan. Uh-huh. للدراجتي. Number 8. نعم حنيف. ها؟ يا في غرفتك. نعم. كم نافذة في غرفتك. غرفة غرفة غرفتك. كم نافذة في غرفتك. كم بابا في غرفتك. كم سريرا في غرفتك. كم يعني lot of things you can say. Okay. كرسي كرسيا. كم كرسيا في غرفتك. كم مقعدا في غرفتك. Number 4. أربعة. رقم مقعد is a chair. Seat. Yeah, maqad. التمرين الرابع. حول المبتدأ في كل من الجمل الآتية إلى مثنى. إلى مثنى. حول المبتدأ. Transform the مبتدأ, the subject, in each of the following sentences to dual. مثنى. Dual. مثال. Example. Here's singular. هذا كتاب. We'll make it dual. هذاني كتاباني. هذاني كتاباني. طيب, first one. I'll give you the singular, you give me the dual. I'll give you the singular, you give me the dual. هذا قلم. I'm gonna come around. هذاني قلماني. Number two. هذه مسطرة. هاتان مسطرتان. مسطرتان. What is مسطرة? A ruler that you measure things with or you draw lines with and so on. طيب, next page. Page 103. رقم ثلاثة. هذا طالب. هذا طالب. هذان طالبان. نعم عبد الرحمن. هذه طالبة. هاتان طالبتان. خمسة. هذا الرجل مدرس. هذا الرجل مدرس. ها؟ ها؟ You gotta give me, you gotta make the whole sentence dual, from singular to dual.
What's the plural of هذا? هذاني. What's the plural of رجل? الرجلاني. What's the plural of مدرس? مدرساني. So what should it be? هذاني الرجلاني مدرساني. Okay, somebody remind us. We're going to stop here. We're going to, after salah, we're going to start on number 6. I'll give you a few minutes, inshallah, pray your sunnah prayers so we don't lose out on this.
Bismillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa man wala.
Okay, we're going to pick up where we left off at before the salah. Inshallah, we're working on exercise number 4. And we just finished sentence number 5. So we're going to do exercise number 4, sentence number 6 on page 103. Page 103 in the Arabic text, book 1. Page 103, exercise number 4, sentence number 6. Who was the last one who read the sentence? Anybody remember? Ibrahim?
Tayyip.
Oh, you're going to read next. Okay. All right, go ahead. Number 6. Oh, I was giving you all the singular, right? Okay. هذا الطالب من الهندي. هذا الطالب من الهندي. Give us the dual. نعم. Should be dual. هذاني. الطالباني. نعم. هذا, the dual of هذا is هذاني. The dual of الطالب is what? الطالباني. هذا هذاني الطالباني من الهندي. نعم. Number 7. نجم الدين. هذه الساعة من الياباني. الساعتان
من
اليابان. نعم. هاتان الساعتان من الياباني. نعم. Number 8. إبراهيم. هذه السيارة للمدير. هذه السيارة للمدير. نعم. هاتان السيارتان للمدير. 9. هنيف. No. I think the exercise, it tells us what? To change the مبتدأ. If you change the مبتدأ, هذا, then you have to change the word that is the بدل for it. But you don't have to change anything else in the sentence. Except the مبتدأ and whatever is connected directly to it, which is the بدل for it, in this case. Now.
لمن هذاني.
Oh, لمن هذا المفتاح. نعم. The singular, the مفرد. لمن هذا المفتاح. نعم. The dual.
لمن هذاني المفتاحان.
نعم. لمن هذاني المفتاحان. What does that mean? Huh? For who are these two keys? Who do they belong to? Who do these two keys belong to? Number 10, Bilal. Oh, لمن هذه الملعقة. لمن هذه الملعقة. Yeah. لمن هاتان. What's the dual of الملعقة? الملعقتان. ملعقتان. الملعقتان. لمن هاتان الملعقتان. طيب التمرين الخامس رقم 5. اقرأ الكلمات الآتية واكتبها مع ضبط أواخرها. اقرأ الكلمات الآتية. Read the following words. واكتبها and write them مع ضبط أواخرها. I write them being precise with the endings of them. يعني ضبط means to be precise or exact. In this case, what they mean by that is put the vowels on the ends of the words. Okay? Every vowel on the end of the word. Okay, first let's go. Is Sheikh with us? You want to read the first one? Exercise number five.
Number five?
Yeah, read the first word.
Okay, the first one was
Kalbani.
Kalbani.
Yeah, Kalbani. Kalbani. Kalbani is the dual of what word? Kalbun. Kalbun. Now, let's go on this side. Next word.
Maktabani.
The mufrad of Maktabani is what?
Maktabun.
Now, next one. Qamisani. Next one. Now. Let me hear the end of it. Yeah. Akhwani. Jayid. Yeah, Jamil. You're with us. You're back. MashaAllah. Jamil is back. Naam. Akhwani. Naam. Ahmed. Mendilani. What is Mendilani? Two handkerchiefs. Next one. مسطرتاني مسطرتاني. What does that mean?
Ruler.
Two rulers that you measure with. نعم صادق. Again. ضمة أخ. أختاني. Next one. We'll come back to you, Dawood. Go ahead, Ibrahim. امرأتاني. امرأتاني is the dual of what word? Imra'atun. Imra'atun. A single what? Woman. What if you said the single woman? Imra'atun is nakira, right? Indefinite. How do you make it definite? Huh? Not dual, singular. Just Imra'atun is indefinite. How do you make it definite? Al-Imra'atu? No, it's a different word. The word is modified. It's a regular word. Al-Mar'atu. Imra'atun, if it's definite, it's Al-Mar'atu. And the plural of it is? An-Nisa'u. And the dual of it is? Imra'atani. Tayyib. Okay, exercise number six. التمرين السادس. ثني الكلمات الآتية. ثني. What does ثني mean? Make it مثنى. Make it dual. Make it dual. I'll give you the singular, you give me the dual. Starting with Dawood. Huh? Okay, we'll come back. We want to get back to Dawood. He got left out and he raised his hand. I told him we're going to come back to him. You ready? I want you to give me the dual. سياراتون. What's the dual of sayyaratun? Huh? Sayyarati. Almost. What about the ani? The dual, oh, you always make sure you have to put fatha alif on it. Sayyaratun. Sayyaratani. Tayyib. Now we come back over here to Ibrahim. Go around the way. This way. Tabibatun. Tabibat. Oh, it's your turn? Najmuddin? Okay, we come back to you after him. Huh? طبيبتان طبيبة طبيبتان ولد ولدان هنيف لغة لغتان صديق صديقان نعم بلال تاجر تاجران ملعقة over this side ملعقة مدرس مدرساني. باب يا داود. ها؟ باباني. Sounds like you're asking. You should be answering. اسم يا جميل. اسم. Just put فتة ألف نون وكسرة آني. اسماني. نعم. هذا. هذاني. هذه. هاتاني. And that's the end of the exercise. Okay, before we close, I want to give you an oral exercise. Close your books. Close your books. Okay? The exercise we just did, I'm going to give it back to you again, okay? Ready? I'll give you the singular, mufrad, you give me the muthanna. Sadiqun. Sadiqani. Mudarrisun. مدرسان. طبيبة. طبيبتان. هذا. هذان. هذه. هاتان. باب. بابان. تاجر. تاجران. ولد. ولدان. اسم. اسمان. ملعقة. ملعقتان. لغة. لغتان. لغتان. سيارة.
سيارتان.
سيارتان. طيب, any question about the مثنى? Any question?
No.
نعم. It sounds like that, right? Because they all end in the same way, right? نعم. But they are not exactly the same. But yes, they do sound similar because they are all muthanna, and the muthanna ending is basically sounding the same. طيب. Just quickly, we have a few minutes remaining. Just quickly, we want to look at the next topic that we have to take. Matter of fact, we have a good time, amount of time. Okay, we're going to look at the key for lesson number 19. There's no questions about 18, about muthanna. Again, I encourage you and remind you and urge you to please go back and review the muthanna in this lesson, and go back and review the ghayru aqil in the last two lessons, 16 and 17, because we almost finished the book and we don't want to finish it without really retaining what we have covered. Okay, we're looking at the key, English key, in the back of the book on page 51 for lesson number 19. As I said early on in the beginning of the class today, we only have a few lessons remaining, and we only have two main topics remaining in this book. Two main topics. So in this lesson 19 and 20, the next lesson we're going to deal with numbers. The numbers from 1 through 10, or 3 to 10. And in the next lesson after that, in 21, it's going to be just a review, test chapter. There's nothing in that chapter of new. And then after that, 22 and 23, we're going to be dealing with mamnu' min as-sarf, the categories of words that are mamnu' min as-sarf that we studied already in different chapters. All of them will come together in lesson number 22, and then just the final point related to that in lesson 23. So really, the only thing remaining in front of us starting next week, the numbers, chapters 19 and 20 are numbers, and chapters 22 and 23 are mamnu' min as-sarf categories that we already took before. So as you can see, we basically finished. And after that, inshallah, we start review. Now, next week, inshallah. We're going to start next week. Okay, we'll see how much you know next week, inshallah. Lesson 19, inshallah. We're going to see. We're going to have a good chance, inshallah. Naam, lesson 19, page 51. In this lesson, we learned the numbers 3 to 10 with a masculine noun following them. The numbers from 3 to 10 with a masculine noun following them. In lesson 20, we'll learn the same numbers, 3 to 10, with the feminine noun following them. Okay, so this chapter is going to show you how the numbers look when the noun, the thing that's being counted, is masculine. And in the next chapter, we'll see what it looks like when the thing that's being counted or numbered is feminine. So in this lesson, we learn the numbers 3 to 10 with a masculine noun following them. The number is called, I'm saying to you, it's not written here, but the number is called the adad, That's the number. And the thing, that the noun that follows it, that you are counting, is called the ma'adud. So we'll see these words later on. But just as a note, the number is called the adad. Adad. Adadun. And the thing that you are numbering or counting is called the ma'adud. So in this chapter we have the ma'adud when it's masculine. How is the number going to look? When the ma'adud is masculine, the number is going to be feminine. And in the next chapter, when the ma'adud is feminine, the number is going to be masculine. Meaning, the numbers in this chapter are going to have tarmabuta on the end of them. Feminine numbers for masculine ma'adud. The word for one in Arabic is wahidun. And it follows the noun that it is describing as an adjective. For example, you say, one book, kitabun wahidun. The number one, it follows the thing that it is numbering. So you say, kitabun wahidun. The word for two is ithnani. Ithnani. And this also follows the noun that is describing or counting as an adjective. For example, you say, kitabani ithnani. Now, we didn't get to number three yet. We're going to get to it. Just have a little bit of patience.
No, I'm just thinking,
yeah, something like that. Now, that's pretty close. Something like that. Taib, the word for two is ithnani. And this also follows the noun as an adjective. So, for the number one and two, the number is going to follow the adjective that it is numbering. It's going to follow it. As opposed to the numbers from 3 to 10, the number is going to precede it. Okay, so there's a different rule for 1 and 2. There's a rule for 3 to 10 that's different. Okay, now.
1 and 2 is like
not and man'ut. Not and man'ut, now. The number is a not, describing the thing that you are counting with for the numbers 1 and 2. It's like a not. It follows it and it agrees with it. If it's masculine, masculine, feminine, feminine, and so on. Okay? The word for 2 is ithnani and it follows the noun as an adjective. For example, kitabani, ithnani. But usually the word ithnan is omitted. Usually, if you want to say kitabani, ithnani, most of the time you won't see the number. You'll just say kitabani. Because kitabani is muthanna, it's dual, right? So it already means two books. So you don't really have to use the number here. But you can use it. But usually it would not be there. It would be omitted. Because the dual form is enough to suggest the meaning of two. But ithnani, if you use the number, kitabani ithnani, ithnani is used for emphasis. You want to emphasize? Once you said kitabani, you already know it's two. But if you mention the number after it, in addition to the dual, that's just for emphasis. Okay? So if you said, babani ithnani, baytani ithnani, it's just used for emphasis. No more than that. Otherwise, it's not necessary. Okay, this is for 1 and 2. The number is going to follow the thing that's being counted. Numbers from 3 to 10. These numbers are used as mudaf. They are in idafa. What does that mean? That the number is going to be in an idafa construction with the thing that you're counting. And the number is going to come first. It's going to come first. The number is going to come first. Then the thing that you're counting is going to come second. It's going to be in plural form. And it's going to be mudafan ilayhi, so it has to be majroor. For example, three books is thalathatu kutubin. Thalathatu kutubin. The first thing we are saying, first thing you know from the rules of this is that the number from 3 to 10, the number is going to come first. The noun that is counting is going to come after it and it's going to be an idafa. That means it's connected to an idafa construction. Means that it has to, the thing that's being counted has to be majroor with kasra. So you say thalathatu kutubin. Okay, so it's plural and it's majroor. Jam majroor. Likewise, four houses, arba'atu buyutin. Arba'atu buyutin. So it's like mudaf, mudafa ilayhi. Except that because kitab is masculine, the number is going to be feminine with tarmabuta. And likewise, bait is masculine, so the number is going to be feminine with tarmabuta. So you say, arba'atu buyutin. Five pens, khamsatu aqlamin. Qalam is masculine, so the number is going to be in the feminine form with tarmabuta, khamsatu aqlamin. Ten men, asharatu rijalin. Asharatu rijalin. Rijal is masculine, So the number is going to be in the feminine form with taramabuta, asharatu. Okay, these are the numbers from 3 to 10. The number is going to be opposite the thing that you're counting. The adad, the number, is going to be opposite of the thing you're counting, the ma'adud. It's going to be opposite in terms of masculinity and femininity. Wa alaykum salam. The thing that you're counting is going to be in plural form. And it's going to be majroor because of idalfa with kasra. Okay? The noun that denotes the thing numbered is called ma'adud. The thing that's being counted or numbered is called the ma'adud. Note that the ma'adud in the numbers from 3 to 10 is plural. And it is in the genitive case, majroor. Because it is mudhaf ilayh. Because it is mudhaf ilayh. The mudhaf ilayh is always majroor. The word denoting the number may be in any case. Yani the number itself, thalathatu, arba'atu, khamsatu, asharatu, it doesn't always have to be marfu'un with dhamma. If it is following a preposition, it could be majroor with kasra. The number, the adad. If it's object of a verb, it could be mansub with fatha. But in any case, the number may be in any case. It could be nominative, marfu'un, genitive, majrurun, or accusative, mansubun. For example, kharaja thalathatu tullabin. Three students went out. Notice that thalathatu here, I'm saying to you, it takes dhamma. Why is it taking dhamma? Because thalathatu is the fa'il in the sentence. It's the subject of the sentence. Who went out? Three students. So because it's the fa'il, it's marfu and it takes dhamma. Okay? Kharaja thalathatu. Who went out? Three. Tullabin. Students. Tullab is plural and it's majroor because it's in idalfa. In the next sentence though, we see there's a preposition in four houses. Fi arba'ati buyutin. Fi arba'ati buyutin. Arba'a here is taking kasra. Why is it taking kasra? Yours has dhamma? That's a mistake. It's a clear mistake. Okay? It should be fi arba'ati. Why? Because the harf ja is majroor because of harf ja. So it's fi arba'ati and then buyutin is majroor because it's mudhaf. Mudhaf ilay. Okay? In four houses. I saw five men. Ra'aytu khamsata riyalin. Ra'aytu khamsata riyalin. Khamsata is mansub. Why is it mansub? Because it's the object of the verb. Ra'aytu. I saw what? Five. And then men is mudhaf ilay. It's connected to the five in idalfa. But what did I see? I saw five men. So I saw is the verb. And khamsa is the object of the verb. The maf'ulun bi. And the maf'ulun bi is always mansub. So it takes fatha. So you can see that the number can be marfu'un with dhamma. It could be majroor with kasra. And it could be mansub with fatha. Depending on, is it the object of the verb? Then it's mansub with fatha. Is it the object of the preposition? Then it's majroor with kasra. If it's the subject of the sentence, subject of the sentence is always marfu'un. Okay? The subject of a sentence, the mubtada and the khabar is always marfu'un. The fa'il of a verb is always marfu'un. So that's why the number can take any case. It could be dhamma, could be kasra, it could be fatha. As far as the ma'adud that's being counted by that number, it's always going to be majroor. It's always going to be what? Majroor. Why is it majroor?
I mean, sorry.
Because it's mudhafa ilay. Because the numbers from 3 to 10 are always in idalfa. The number and then the thing being counted. The adad and the ma'adud are always in idalfa. So the ma'adud is always going to be majroor with kasra. As far as the adad, it can be any case. It depends on how it came in the sentence. Depends on how it came in the sentence. If it's the subject of the sentence, it's going to be marfu'un. If it's the object of a verb, it's going to be mansub with fatha. If it's the object of a preposition, it's going to be majroor with kasra. Okay, after this it says note, on the bottom of the page, note. In kam thamanu hadha. In this sentence, kam thamanu hadha. What is the price of this? There's an omission. The word omitted is riyalan. Okay, originally the sentence should be kam riyalan thamanu hadha. How many riyals is the price of this? How many riyals is the price of this? Or any other word denoting a monetary unit. It could be kam riyalan, kam dolaran, kam junay, whatever. It could be any currency. But in this sentence, kam thamanu hadha, there's an omission in this sentence that's understood. And that omission is the ma'adud. I mean the tamyiz of kam. The tamyiz of kam is not mentioned in this sentence, but it's understood that this sentence means how many riyals or how many dollars or how many whatever is the currency, is the price of this. Tayyib. That's the end of the key. And the vocabulary we just look at quickly before we close out. Question. Waladun?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Oh, you said wahidun. I thought you said waladun. Wahidun. Naam. In the chapter heading, we said ad-dars al-awwal, not dars al-wahid. Okay. You know, in English, we have two types of numbers, right? Cardinal numbers and ordinal numbers. Cardinal numbers and ordinal numbers. Cardinal numbers are the numbers you use for counting things. You say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Ordinal numbers are numbers that are used to show the order of things. The first, the second, the third. That's different. So we didn't want to say the one lesson. We want to say the first lesson. So first is awwal. One is wahid. But we're not saying the one lesson. We're saying the first lesson. So these are two different sets of numbers. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. واحد اثنان ثلاثة أربعة خمسة ستة سبعة ثمانية تسعة عشرة. You have the ordinal numbers. الأول الثاني الثالث الرابع. It's a different set of numbers. Alright? So inshallah, the ordinal numbers we are learning as we go through the chapters. I said in the beginning, make sure you learn those numbers as we go through each chapter. الدرس الأول, that's the first. الدرس الثاني, the second. الدرس الثالث, the third. الدرس الرابع, the fourth, and so on. Inshallah, we'll take the ordinal numbers later on, in another chapter, independently. But anyway, you can just take them directly from the chapter headings, inshallah. Otherwise, the cardinal numbers we're going to learn now, from 3 to 10. Okay, let's look at the vocabulary quickly. In the right column, going down, we have shukran, which means what?
Thank you.
Thanks. Shukran. And then we have al-yawmu, which means the day, or today. And we have the plural of yawm is ayyam. Al-thamanu means the price of something. Al-nisfu means half. Al-qirshu means one-tenth of a rial. And its plural is qurushun. Then we have qudama, which is the plural of qadimun, old. Al-raqibu, the passenger. Yani traveling by bus or plane or boat or any means of transportation. Al-raqibu. The plural of raqib is rukkab. Ala wazn fu'al, like we had in chapter 13, broken plurals, fu'al. As-su'alu is the question. What is the word for the answer? As-su'al, well? Huh? Not ajib, no. As-su'al means question. What is the word that means answer? The answer. As-su'al wal-jawab. Jawab. 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 Su'al wal-jawab. Tayyib. Al-jaybu means a pocket. The pocket. Kullun means all. All of them. All of them. Kullun. Kulluhum is you have a pronoun here, a connected pronoun, muttasil. Kulluhum, all of them. Kullukum, all of you. If we were to say, kulluna, all of us, right? All of us, all of you all of them, and so on. Taib, al-baladu means country, the country. The plural of balad is bilad. Mukhtalifun means different. Different, like al-alwan al-mukhtalifa, different colors, and so on. Or, mukhtalifun, the people, mukhtalif. Yani they differ from one another. Naam, ikhtilaf. Al-hafilatu, the bus. Min hum is the pronoun, the preposition min plus the dhamir hum for third person, masculine plural hum. Min hum, from them, literally from them or of them. Urubba with shadda on the ba. Urubba means Europe, and Yugoslavia means Yugoslavia or something like that. Tayyib. Anyway, inshallah, we'll stop a few minutes early. But sometimes we go overtime, so we got to make up, right? Got to pay you back that overtime. You can go home early today. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Jazakumullahu khair. Don't forget, for homework, you have to write out the exercises that we did in class today for this lesson. And also part of the homework is to read the key for the next lesson that we just got finished reading. Reread the key and reread the read the dialogue for the next lesson and start doing some of the exercises, as many as you can, so that when you come to class, brothers and sisters, please try to do some of the exercises before you come to class. So when we come to class, you'll be familiar with them. So it won't be completely strange to you. And this way we get more out of it. If you do it at home, and then we do it in class, we can correct any mistakes that you made. Jazakum Allah khair.